Thank you, John. Today, if you have your Bibles, you can open them up to the book of 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. Today, we're going to deal with the Lord's Supper. Amen. Somebody say, supper. Yes, we're going to deal with the Lord's Supper today. Amen. The 23rd verse says, "For I have received of the Lord that which is also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat of this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep." Come on and put your hands together for the word of the Lord. Amen. 23 says, "For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread." Even though he had been betrayed and he knew he was about to be betrayed, it did not change his commitment for the Father. We're going to go through some things in this life. We're going to be tried on every hand. We're going to be tempted. We're going to be persecuted. We're going to be hated. There's going to be folks that's jealous. But you can't. You got to stick to your commitment. You got to hold fast to your commitment. What is your commitment today? What have you committed to? Have you committed yourself to the things of God? If you've committed yourself to the things of God, then you have to stay committed to them. Now, there are going to come situations and circumstances that are going to try to separate you from your commitment. You've got to stay firm, and you've got to stay strong, and you've got to stay vigilant about the commitment that you committed yourself unto the Lord. You can't allow anything to separate you from your God. Amen. So Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took the bread. Sometimes you feel like you're eating in the middle of your enemies. My God. Nowadays, you don't know who your enemies are. Everyone has such a beautiful smile, you don't know who they are. Amen. But you got to hold fast to what you already spoken you were going to do. God has called us to something great. There's something great going to take place in your life. But there's something even greater going to come and try to separate you and snatch it from you. But you have to hold on to it. Whatever you have committed yourself to, you have to stay committed to it. Because if you don't commit to it, then you won't be committed to anything. Hallelujah. So as Jesus was committed to doing what he was going to do, he knew he had been betrayed. He knew he had been delivered. But he said, give thanks. He break it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. When we do this, when we break the body of Christ, we break it down so that we can eat of the bread or of the word of the Lord. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We have got to come to a place where we live according to the word of God. We live by the word of God. We live through the word of God, and we live according to the word of God. Because there's going to come a day when you're not going to be able to trust that one. Or you're not going to be able to have confidence in this one. Is it this or that, or that or this? And you're going to have to be able to believe God for the impossible. You're going to have to believe God for things that you cannot hold on to. Things you can't can't see, things you can't imagine, but you'll have to believe God. There'll come a day when you're going to have to believe God that God will heal you because medicine won't. There'll come a time when you'll have to believe God for peace and when music won't give you the peace you need. There's going to come a time when you're going to have to believe God to provide your finances because there's no jobs. And you can only believe God if you have the word of the Lord. Excuse me. Jesus has broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. As he was telling them about the bread, which was his body, and the cup, which was his blood, it's important that we understand that by the blood of Jesus, we have life. It's through the blood of Jesus that we have life and that we have it more abundantly. He said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more what? More abundantly. Only way that he could possibly do that was by the shedding of his blood. By the shedding of his blood, we now have life. And we have a life that we can call those things that are not as though they are. We have that power now. We can say unto that mountain, be thou removed, and it's got to move. You have to see those things that are not as though you want them to be, and you have to start taking authority over them. He has given us the power. He has given us the authority. He has given us the dominion that we can call things that are not into existence. But you have to believe that you can call things into existence. You have to understand that the word of God is your strength. The word of God is your power. The word of God is your life. And if you depend on the word of God, it'll get you through. It'll bring you out. It won't leave you for dead. Hallelujah. I found out that it's the word of God that will protect you in that midnight hour when you don't think you can make it, when it seems like your mind is about to go absolutely crazy. You call upon the Lord. He'll give you a peace that passes all understanding. But you got to call upon the word of God. You got to call upon him. So as often that you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show. When you eat, it's talking about becoming a part of who he is. We want to become a part of who Jesus is. He is the many member. We are the many membered body. He came that we might have this life. Not just things, but life. Not just finances, but life. What is life to you? Life to me is having peace of mind. Life to me is when there's struggles going on, I can still have joy. Life to me is when there's sadness all around me, I can still laugh. Life to me is being able to enjoy things that other people don't think are important. Life is not just being able to breathe, but life is being able to walk into the blessings of God. Life has something very special for you. Life is Zoe life. Listen to me. Life has the ability because life is God. Life is the Lord. And everything that is life, we have control over. Don't you know that you can talk to the ground and the ground will yield its strength unto you? Because you are a part of that life. Don't you know that you can speak to the air and it'll give you the breath that you need? Because you are a part of that life. Don't you know how important you are to God? Don't you know that he broke bread for you? He supped for his cup for you. He shed his blood that you might have this life. We might as well start using the glory of God to our own advantage. We might as well start calling things into existence, speaking those things that are not and making them so. You got to believe. It's all about believing. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So you got to have faith. I'm not talking about my faith or her faith, but on your own faith. God said he break the bread, he drink this cup in remembrance of me. I'm reminded, Brother Tim, that when they told me I couldn't live, I still live. When they told me cancer was going to eat me up, I made it. When they told me I wouldn't walk, I walk. I'm remembrance what? In remembrance of what? That God said I'm a healer. You already been healed. So you have got to believe what it says. He didn't just break the bread and give you the cup so that you can suffer. He gave it to you that you might have life. He gave it to you that you might have joy. He gave it to you that you might have peace. He gave it to you that you might be encouraged. He gave it to you that you might be strengthened. He gave it to you that you might run this race with patience, knowing that all things are going to work out for your good. I said I was going to teach this morning. I'm getting a little excited. Yeah, we have a way to show the Lord's death till he come. How do you show the Lord's death? You proclaim or you prophesy. You don't so much prophesy with your mouth, but you prophesy with your lifestyle. You show with your lifestyle that the Lord's death is the life. It's not just death, but it's life. You show people when people come against you and they have anger against you, you still love them. You, those that despitefully use you, you pray for them. When people come against you with jealousy, you do what you need to do for the things of God, and you will find out that God got your back all the time. I don't know about you. I'd rather have God having my back than somebody else having my back. Hallelujah. Because if God got your back, if God looking out for you, there ain't no weapon can have a power to overcome you. There ain't no weapon formed against you that will have ability to knock you down. I want God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Elohim. I want the great king to be watching my back. And if I do what the word says, if I eat of that bread and if I drink of that cup, I can depend on him having my back. You know what? Not only will he have my back, but he got my front, he got my sides, he got up under me, he got over me. But I got to do what the word says. I got to eat the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, wherefore, whoever eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Oh, you can't eat the bread. Oh, you can't eat the bread and drink the cup and then treat your brother like garbage. Oh, somebody don't hear me this morning. You can't eat of this bread and drink of this cup and then be a hater. Oh, you can't eat of this bread and drink of this cup and be jealous and envious and a strife causer, conflict causer. You can't do these things if you eat of this bread and you drink of this cup, because see, there's something about this bread that changes your mortal flesh. There's something about this drink that changes your inward man. When you get this drink in you and this bread in you and it begins to mingle, it changes your mindset, it changes your heart, it changes your spirit, it causes you to run a race, it causes you to see things differently, you begin to hear things differently, you begin to feel differently. Why? Because there's something about the power of God. But where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You see Brother Algie running around here because we have liberty. There's liberty to praise him. There's liberty to worship. Why? Because we've taken of that bread and we've drank that cup and we let God have his way. My God. I guess you know I'm really condensing this message. Hallelujah. But here we go. But what does it say? But let a man do what? Examine himself. But let a man do what? Examine himself. Why would we want to do that? Ain't nothing wrong with us. Why would we want to examine ourselves? Ain't nothing wrong with us. We got it going on. We love everybody. We encourage everybody. We speak good of everybody. Why should we examine ourselves? Oh, my God. I don't know. Let's be honest. How many folks think they need to examine themselves? They got their feet raised up here. I got news for you. If I had a crane or something, I just have to raise my whole body up in the air, because I know I need to examine myself. I need to check myself on a daily basis. Sometimes I don't even wait till a day out to check myself. I have to check everybody. Think, oh, let me do this check. Let me check me out. Let a man examine himself. See, because if we get to a place and we start examining ourselves, huh? We always want to be somebody else's fruit inspector. If we start examining ourselves, we'll find out that maybe I don't have a right to judge them. If I examine myself, maybe I'll find out that maybe I don't have the right to talk about them. If I examine myself and see what I got going on in my life, maybe I say, you know what? I was a little hasty in doing what I did. I was a little hasty in going the way I went because I just saw something in me that needs to be changed. As long as you can find something in you that needs to be changed and you working on you, you don't have time to work on nobody else. The reason we have so much time to mess with somebody else and meddle in other folks' affairs is because we're not taking care of our own. He says, let a man examine himself. Dear God, you start checking out your... When I started checking out myself, Pastor Relevant, I realized one thing. I don't have time for yours. Because what I found up in here, I just keep me busy. What I found out working up in here scares me. This old man ain't no joke. That's why he said, let a man examine himself. Check yourself out first. Because if you check yourself out, you will find out that there's a whole lot of junk in there. My God. Don't nobody throw no bricks. I got some friends out there today. But let a man examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. What that means is you're weighing your life against the word. Because see, there's a payment for it all. And the payment is, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. Because you haven't discerned the Lord's body. Well, when it talks about the Lord's body, it's not talking about the Lord or a picture of the Lord or to that effect, but it's talking about him and her and her and you. You are the Lord's body. And when you haven't discerned, when you haven't come to a place where you've discerned that they are the Lord's body, and you mistreat people, and you talk about people, and you degrade people, and you put people down, and you hate on people, and you're jealous of people, then you haven't discerned the Lord's body. There is a payout for that kind of not understanding. When you don't understand that what you do is wrong, when you don't understand that if you hate it's wrong, when you don't understand that when you judge it's wrong, when you don't understand none of these things, then there's a payout for it, and the payout is sickness. Not what I say, the word of God says it. The word of God said it's sickness. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you. There's a whole bunch of folks that's sick and weak because they done messed with somebody else's life. So I got news for you. If you in somebody else's business, you better get out. Because God's word don't never fall void. He gonna do exactly what he said. So if you in somebody's business that you ain't got no business in, you better get out so you can stay healthy. Oh, my God. I think I want to stay healthy today. Hallelujah. How many want to stay healthy today? I know I want to stay healthy today. So I'm gonna make sure I stay out of other folks' business. When folks try to come to me with business, I run. Not unless they catch me in that pastor state. Then I have to listen. Other than that, see ya. I don't want to hear it. Because I figure I got enough junk in my trunk. And I ain't trying to let you add none to it. Hallelujah. I'm closing. Many are weak and sickly among you, and many do sleep. That don't mean they're dead, but that means they've fallen asleep. Their wide eyes are open, but they're asleep. They're listening, but they're asleep. How many understand? Their hands are raised, but they're still asleep because they haven't perceived that their actions and their words are destructive. But I don't know about you, but I ain't ready to go to heaven yet. But when I get ready to go, I'm not taking no baggage with me. Hallelujah. Anything that don't bless you, anything that don't encourage you, anything that don't strengthen you, anything that don't fortify you, anything that don't encourage you, anything that don't lift you up is baggage. Yes. Hallelujah. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Amen. If I spend all my spare time judging me, I don't have no time to judge you, Brother TJ. I don't have time. Because I'm busy searching myself. Because I'm trying to live. And I'm trying to live a life more abundantly. And abundant living comes along with checking yourself. Making sure your life is right. Making sure you're doing the right thing. Amen. One thing I found out, you ain't gonna make everybody happy. So you can forget about that. If you make everybody happy, I want to see you. Because I want to bottle it. So we can sell some of it. But when you serve the Lord, you're gonna have persecution. There's gonna be strife. There's gonna be conflict. But the good thing about it is, God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you even to the end of the world. So I know I got a God that's going to stand with me. So if I eat of this bread and I drink of this cup and I do what it tells me to do and I align myself with the word of God, then I can expect great mighty things to happen in my life. I can expect God to rebuke the devourer for my sake. I can expect God to heal my body. I can expect God to give me peace of mind. I can expect God to strengthen my heart. I can expect God to strengthen my soul and to renew my spirit. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Everybody stay. Men find some of the strangest things to fight over. They fight over what day Jesus actually rose. What hour he actually died. What kind of wood that they hung him on the cross. But all I know is, when I gave my heart and life to him, he changed me. Amen. And he renewed me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Circumstances, your situation. Well, yeah, it changes your circumstances, your situations, and it delivers you, and it cleanses you, and it washes you, and it lifts you up. Yea, it delivers you. Yea, it heals you. Yea, it puts joy in your heart. Yea, it put provisions on your table, said God. For I'm a great God, and yea, as often as you recognize who I am and lift me up, said God, and know that I'm your true God. You know that I shall not leave thee nor forsake thee. Yea, I'm with thee till the end of this time, said God. Just as I came, I was with you till the end, said God. Yea, when I shed in my blood, it was shed in only for you, said God. And yea, if you partake of this blood, it shall Jesus. Cleanse thee. It shall wash thee. It shall keep thee. Yea, as often as you do this in remembrance of me. And yea, when you take up this blood, yea, you shall present it unto me, a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable will I receive it, said God. But yea, when I look up on my people, I see my blood. And yea, when I look up on my people, I see deliverance. And yea, I see my joy and I see my peace, said God. Yea, this is because you have partook of me and stand on my word and believe me and know that I'm the true God and I'm the only one and living God. I am God and there's God alone. And yea, there's none other beside me. And yea, there's no other people beside thee, said God. But yea, thou carry forth my blessing and mine anointing and my peace and my resurrection, said God. And yea, as you walk, yea, and as you touch it, and yea, as you believe, so is the resurrection in thee, said God. And all those that are partaker of what you believe are part of the resurrection, said God. But yea, I have predestined it, and I have called it.
Yes.
Yea, I have ordained it, and yea, I have justified it and glorified it this day, said God.
Hallelujah. 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 I want you to raise your hands this morning. I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that the power of the living God will be upon each and every one of these. Father, that you will keep them, Lord God, from trouble. Father, that you will protect them, Lord God, from all kind of catastrophes. Father God, let the very power of God be encouraged in their spirit. Let the life of God give them peace that passeth all understanding. Father, you move by your spirit. Lord God, if they need healing in their body, let healing flow. If they need deliverance in their spirits, let their spirits be encouraged. Father, if they need deliverance in their flesh, let their flesh be delivered. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we thank you right now for moving by your spirit, Lord God, for having your way in our church and in this ministry. Father God, we praise you. We glorify you. Father, we thank you for moving by your glory. We thank you for moving by your Holy Spirit. We thank you for touching souls here today. Father, we praise you for the glory of the living God. Father God, we thank you for healing in our bodies, Father. Lord God, we praise you, Father. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we praise and magnify your name for your greatness and for your goodness, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, move by your spirit. Lord God, we thank you right now. We magnify you right now. We glorify you right now. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we praise you. Come on and put your hands together and give him some praise. Hallelujah. This is Resurrection Sunday. This is Resurrection Sunday. There's some folks in here need to be resurrected. Amen. If you would like to commit your life to God, ask God into your life as your personal Savior, and you'll serve him. I want you to come stand across this front real quick, not to embarrass you. But you probably need a change in your life, and you've been trying to figure out how we would make the change. Well, this is the beginning of that change. This is the beginning of how you can make that change. It's by God. It's through the power of God. Hallelujah. So if you're one and you want to do that, come stand across this front right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.